News has been breaking this morning. The Pentagon is reviewing the AUKUS security pact between Australia, the United States and United Kingdom. A US defence official has told the ABC that the review is designed to ensure that the pact aligns with President Donald Trump's America First agenda, which includes ensuring that allies step up fully to do their part for collective defence and that, quote, the defence industrial base is meeting American needs. So where does this leave Australia? Well, joining me now is Richard Spencer, former Secretary of the US Navy and also Chairman of the shipbuilding company Austal. Richard Spencer, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you, Sally.
What do you make of the announcement of this review into AUKUS?
You know, Sally, this review being spearheaded by Eldridge Colby, I have nothing but respect for Bridge Colby's intellectual ability to analyze complex situations. I am one of the believers that think that AUKUS is probably one of the best bits of statecraftery in the last 50 years, bringing three terrific people together, two of the U.S.'s strongest allies, to shore up and make sure that we're bolstered in national security in the Indo-Pacific region. The review, obviously, signed in the previous administration. I think it's completely normal for the Trump administration to do a review to see if it does actually fit and check all the boxes that the president wants for his national security and America First agenda.
Should Australia and the federal government here in Australia be concerned that this review is taking place, or is this business as usual?
I think this is business as usual. I actually welcome the review because every time something is reviewed, questioned, and answered, I believe it strengthens the actual precepts of the agreement itself. So I don't think there's a tremendous amount to worry about. Might it change a bit? It might on the edges. I think the core remains the same.
Does Australia need to do more or change tack slightly to ensure that the deal remains in place?
I think Australia is on a very good trajectory right now. I would hope that when the Prime Minister, if he meets with President Trump, he has all the bullets in his chamber that he needs. Australia has been resourcing the relationship as requested. What we have to see here in the U.S., and this is very interesting wearing my Austal chairmanship's hat, is we are, if not the only company, one of the few that actually has a foot in both markets. We're an Australian company that is actually building modules for the Virginia-class submarine. Can we get back? Can we, the United States, get back to 1+2, one Columbia and two Virginias? I believe we can. We're on our path there. Electric Boat has done a very intelligent thing by diversifying the module building of the Virginia to include, in this case, also in Mobile, Alabama. You spread your risk out within the portfolio. But we cannot afford any distractions, either Australia or the U.S., when it comes to getting back up on plane to make sure that we can make our goals in this regard.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast and you're hearing from Richard Spencer, who's a former Secretary of the US Navy. How do you see the broader context at the moment? And that is, we've had some concerns and criticism from the Secretary of Defence, Pete Hegseth, urging Australia to increase its defence spending. And yesterday we had an announcement from the federal government here in Australia about joining with four other nations to impose sanctions on two Israeli government ministers. Could that make life more difficult for Australia in its relationship with the US?
I think in today's world, there's more static around core situations than normal, and we have to get used to that. And I'm not saying ignore it. I'm saying digest the static and come to a conclusion, but focus on the core issue at hand. Secretary Hegseth's message around the globe, regardless who you are, is to increase spending. Australia has done a Herculean job so far resourcing AUKUS. What I'm concerned about, to be very frank with you, wearing my Austal hat, which has me with a foot in both the U.S. and Australia, is our great allies getting tax fatigue, the taxpayer getting fatigue of funding AUKUS without seeing anything in return. And I think that's going to change. I know as far as AUSTRAL is concerned, we are bringing technologies back to Australia that were funded by AUKUS dollars. And that's going to benefit Australia directly.
What representations will you be making?
As far as what?
As far as this review, will there be any contributions from industry from outside?
We're standing by to help. If we're asked, to date, we have not been asked.
Just finally, you were talking earlier about Elbridge Colby, top Defence Department official, who will be looking at this review. He's previously expressed scepticism on some aspects of AUKUS. Does that worry you that with those views, he's the person who's leading this review?
No, it doesn't. Again, I have great respect for Elbridge Colby's intellectual capability to analyze situations. And when you talk about suspect and or doubting of a situation, the AUKUS agreement and the goals itself are Herculean. There should be people back testing and asking questions as we go forward, because things are going to change. Right now, the U.S. goal is to have one Columbia and two Virginias on a drumbeat in production. We're not there yet. Does that threaten the relationship? It does when it comes to delivery. Does it threaten the core of the relationship? I don't think it does. We will get there.
Richard Spencer, it's been really interesting to get your views on what is unfolding. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Sally.
You're listening to ABC Radio National.